This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Issues of the Environment. In our area alone, we have become all too familiar with things like 1,4-dioxane and the family of forever chemicals known as PFAS. But there are chemicals in just about everything, and the more we learn, the more we know the real and potential harms to our health, and of course, to our environment. I'm David Fair, and there's some good news to report. A recent survey finds nearly 70% of companies have improved chemical safety programs since 2016. Now, it's certainly not perfection, but it is progress. Our guest this morning has been wading into the chemical issues for years. Mike Shade is campaign director at Mind the Store, and thank you so much for the time today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
From where was the Mind the Store campaign born?
Our partners at Safer Chemicals Healthy Families launched the Mind the Store campaign about 8 years ago. It's a national campaign that is working to challenge the nation's biggest retailers to get tough on toxic chemicals. We work in collaboration with groups all around the country, including the Ecology Center based in Ann Arbor. And our campaign is calling on leading retailers, companies like Walmart and Target and Amazon, to leverage their market power and influence to drive dangerous chemicals out of products, packaging, and supply chains to ensure that not only consumers are protected, but also the communities and the workers are also protected where chemicals are made and eventually disposed of.
And personally, what led to your interest in it?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Well, I grew up in Long Island and got really interested in environmental issues because I spent a lot of time as a kid at the beach. And growing up in Long Island, there were stories of garbage and medical waste showing up and washing ashore on beaches. And years later, I went to school up in Buffalo, and Buffalo was just a stone's throw away from Love Canal, the nation's first known major toxic waste site. And going to school near Love Canal really got me interested in the connection between public health and the environment, and especially how communities and citizens can work together to get toxic waste sites cleaned up. And it kind of led me on a journey to think about not only the importance of getting pollution cleaned up, but also, more importantly, how can we prevent it? How can we prevent Love Canals and communities that are contaminated from PFAS and 1,4-dioxane occurring in the first place? And that really kind of has brought me on a 20-year journey to work on campaigns to protect the public from dangerous chemicals like PFAS that can cause really serious health problems for our families and for our communities.
Following that mindset and going down that path a little further, as I mentioned, you found that since 2016, 70% of companies have improved chemical safety programs. Now, is that as remarkable as it sounds?
You know, I think that most people assume that the government is protecting us from dangerous chemicals. And, you know, when we look at the story of PFAS, sadly, that has not really been the case. So we launched our campaign to call on big retailers to leverage their market power and influence to drive dangerous chemicals out of products. And the first year we put out a report card in 2016, we evaluated 11 major retailers, and their average grade at the time was a D+, which was really bad.
Right.
So since then, over the last 5 years, we've continued to evaluate and benchmark more and more retailers every year, and there's actually been some exciting improvements. So those first 11 companies, they've improved from a D+ on average to a B-, which is a really big improvement. And over the last 5 years, 70% of companies we've evaluated have improved. They've taken action to reduce and eliminate dangerous chemicals like PFAS in food packaging. They've driven...
Which is pervasive.
Phthalates. Oh, yeah. It's a huge issue. It's found in everything from food packaging to your raincoat to your Teflon pans. So, yeah, there's actually some really, you know, good news in this report that companies are finally listening and taking action to leverage their market power and influence to phase out and ban some of the worst chemicals like PFAS.
Issues of the Environment in our conversation with Mind the Store campaign director Mike Shade continues on 89.1 WEMU. There are more movements than just environmental movements going on in the country, and I'm talking of social movements and the move towards racial equity and equality. And one of the issues that is underserved is environmental justice, or injustice, if you will. Are communities of color and lower-income groups in the country far more susceptible to these chemical contaminants and the health impacts they present?
Absolutely. You know, when you think about where do chemical plants, you know, where are they usually located? Where are they sited? You know, where are landfills? Where are incinerators? You know, like the infamous Detroit incinerator, where are they located? Sadly, all too often, they're found in low-income communities and communities of color. So when we talk about toxics issues, poor communities and communities of color often face disproportionate impacts from dangerous chemicals. Also, if we look at some of the products that are particularly marketed to folks of color, such as skin lightening creams and hair straighteners, can contain really dangerous chemicals like mercury and formaldehyde. So for this year's scorecard, for the first time, we asked companies, what are they going to do about this crucial issue of environmental justice and racism, especially because we know that, for example, women of color have higher levels of chemicals like phthalates in their bodies, and we know that that's because of chemicals like phthalates that are found in some of these beauty products. The good news is that for the first time ever, two retailers, Target and Rite Aid, have pledged to screen beauty products marketed to women of color for toxic chemicals, and that's really great news. Other retailers have not yet, so we're hoping others will step up. Another piece of good news from our report, for the first time, we're seeing that dollar stores like Dollar Tree and Dollar General are
they famously have a lot of products with lead, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Testing by the Ecology Center and the Campaign for Healthier Solutions has identified dangerous chemicals like lead and flame retardants and even phthalates in products sold at dollar stores. The good news is, in response to advocacy from groups like the Dollar Store Campaign, some of these dollar store chains are finally stepping up. We found that since we started benchmarking companies, the dollar store chains were among the most improved year over years. At the same time, though, if you take a look at a report, still a dozen companies earned failing grades, landing themselves in the toxic hall of shame. So while there is some good news in a report, still far too many retailers remain serious laggards when it comes to addressing dangerous chemicals in their supply chains.
And when you take a look into these things and you make contact with these particular companies, have you been able to determine why so many who could change chemical processes in their industries won't do so? Is it simply cost?
You know, that's a good point. You know, sometimes it's cost, although many times we find that alternatives to dangerous chemicals like PFAS, oftentimes there are safer, cost-competitive alternatives that are available. A lot of the time, really, it's a lack of political will from the leadership of these big corporations. You know, they just haven't made it a priority. You know, they're, you know, really acting like we're still living in the dark ages. You know, the good news is that managing chemicals of concern is a really best business practice. You know, some of the biggest corporations in the world, some of the biggest retailers like Apple and IKEA, Sephora, have been stepping up in recent years to tackle toxic chemicals. So surely if these companies can act, there's no reason why other competitors are lagging behind. So for example, McDonald's this year, they committed to ban PFAS chemicals in food packaging by 2025. We'd like them to move more quickly. But
yeah, that seems like a long time.
Yeah, you're right. And actually, Wendy's announced that they're banning these chemicals this year by the end of 2021. However, you know, McDonald's is a huge company with, you know, they're in over 100 countries around the world, so we understand that it may take time. Meanwhile, some companies haven't made any commitments at all to address PFAS meaningfully. So, for example, Burger King has yet to make a policy commitment to phase out and ban PFAS. So listeners can go to our website at retailerreportcard.com and take action and send a message to companies like Burger King that have failed to meaningfully address dangerous chemicals like PFAS.
Once again, we're talking with Mike Shade from Mind the Store campaign on issues of the environment on WEMU. So do you think it will actually be market forces that determine chemical responsibility, or is it going to take more government regulation or a combination of both?
You know, that's really a great question. You know, over the years, we've seen that, sadly, the federal government has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to safeguarding consumers from dangerous chemicals. And it's often been up to the states including Michigan and other states around the country that have been enacting laws to protect communities and consumers from dangerous chemicals. I know that there's laws pending in Michigan that would further regulate PFAS. So, you know, listeners should definitely consider reaching out to their elected officials and encouraging them to move. But also, in addition to states, we've also seen a lot of positive movement from businesses like major retailers. You know, as I said, you know, since we started benchmarking companies, 70% of retailers have improved over the last 5 years, and that's great. At the same time, we also need protection from members of Congress and this administration. The good news is that there's a bunch of bills that are being introduced to regulate PFAS. Just over the last couple of years, we've seen over a dozen retailers that have committed to ban PFAS chemicals in food packaging, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's. So we're hoping that this market leadership can be reinforced at the federal level, because we think that all consumers and communities need to be protected from dangerous chemicals, from food packaging. It shouldn't just be those that shop at these retailers, but everyone should be protected so that none of us are being exposed to these chemicals when we go eat a Whopper at Burger King or whether we get a Big Mac at McDonald's.
Making a change in what is contained within consumer products is one thing, but you at the outset talked about prevention from things getting into the consumer stream at all. Are we moving closer to developing and having viable and safer alternatives for products that contain those harmful chemicals?
Absolutely. You know, over the last 10 to 20 years, in response to government regulation, in response to demand from consumers, we've seen a lot of businesses stepping up and developing innovative solutions to chemicals of high concern. In many cases, alternatives are really just sitting on shelves at big chemical companies, and they're just waiting to be brought to market. And, you know, we think that retailers can play a really critical role in driving demand for safer alternatives. And that's why we're calling on companies to not only phase out and ban some of the worst chemicals like PFAS and flame retardants and phthalates, but really push their supply chain to develop and advance innovative solutions. And this can really be an economic boon for our country. Phasing out hazardous chemicals and creating safer alternatives can be a really a win-win for our economy, because that can help boost the creation of good-paying jobs, and also help boost the development of innovative businesses that are bringing safer alternatives to store shelves.
So when you and I get together again after the 2022 report is issued, Mike, where do you expect we'll see more gains?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, there's been a lot of positive movement on PFAS in food packaging, but one area where there hasn't been as much progress has been in particularly outdoor apparel. This year, we graded two major outdoor apparel retailers for the first time, REI and Dick's Sporting Goods. And while REI, for example, has done some good work to address some chemicals like flame retardants and their tents and PVC plastic, they haven't taken enough action to address PFAS and things like raincoats and other outdoor apparel. So that's really an area where we'd like to see more progress in over the next year, year and a half. So we'll definitely be leaning into that issue in the year ahead to call on big retailers of outdoor apparel to drive PFAS out of these clothing items. Surely, if we can get these chemicals out of food packaging, it's obvious, I think, that we should also be getting them out of clothing and rain gear, especially when we know that companies have been creating safer alternatives. So we're hopeful that companies like REI will do a better job to bring safer PFAS-free outdoor apparel to store shelves over the next couple of years.
Well, we'll take heart in the progress, but as you have well pointed out, there is a lot of work yet ahead. I thank you for your time today, Mike, and I look forward to catching up with you when you issue the next report.
Thanks so much. And again, folks could visit the website at retailerreportcard.com. Thanks so much.
That is Mike Shade, campaign director at Mind the Store. You can find more on Mike and the Mind the Store campaign at saferchemicals.org or find all the links and background information you need at WEMU.org. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.